Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome. It's our number two, hour two of the Ben Maller Show. And it's recorded off the radio and repackaged here in the podcast. A burst of joy for you and your audio needs. Well, the Saints roster, a recipe for disaster for Sean Payton. So he quit as coach in New Orleans. Why is Sean Payton leaving a sinking ship, and what is next? We'll go through all of that. We'll get to it right now in hour number two. Peyton's place, not in Louisiana anymore. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are side by side in the air everywhere as we communicate coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the tremendously vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Zen, a peaceful and calm place, the Zen of Ben, some call it, but we are back at it again this hour. And big story, we've talked a lot. We mentioned this last week and again and in yesterday's show, and our lead comes from the rumor mill, the coaching carousel. And when I ran a gossip website for many years, one of my slogans was that today's rumor is tomorrow's news. And that's exactly what it turned out. A juicy rumor, a nice, delicious, juicy rumor. And some people dismiss it, say, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, it's not true. And then it becomes reality. And like people are like, whoa, I can't believe it happened. You should pay attention. So if you didn't hear by now, and maybe not, Sean Payton has quit as coach of New Orleans. He gone. Sean Payton out of there, exiting stage right as the coach after 16 seasons. In the catbird seat, the signs were all there, all the anecdotal evidence that Payton was getting the footsie rub that he wanted out of there. I got to get out of here. And he was ghosting people in the Saints organization, and he turned in his resignation. Not retiring, he's resigning, he's exiting stage right from the sidelines, and also is a heavy hand in terms of picking the players for the Saints. Now, Sean Payton is 58 years old. He was all over the map, a very bizarre news conference, but he says he does not plan to coach a team in 2022. And since he has 3 years remaining on his contract, the Saints would have to agree to trade his ass to get compensation in return if he did want to return to coaching another team. And he spent 90 minutes droning on and on during a news conference announcing that he was a quitter when it comes to the Saints, and he was leaving with time left on his contract. And so he had chatted with the reporters, did the whole thing there, ranting and raving. And the company line is that Payton is simply burned out and he needs to recharge his batteries. Is there something more nefarious going on, though? And let us discuss. So the question is, did Sean Payton leave a sinking ship to whoever takes over in New Orleans? And the answer is yes. Yes, 100%. Now, my observations, you've got arithmetic, a knapsack, and voodoo. And we will lock all of these things together. Now, number one. So we know the story. Sean Payton got one season of life without Drew Brees, and that was enough. That was enough to burn the man out on coaching the Saints. It gave him dizziness, headaches, nausea, and confusion watching the Stumble Bums play quarterback in New Orleans last season, which is still this season, but the Saints have been eliminated, so on to the next. He threw in the sponge. So let me make my elevator pitch, all right? Elevator pitch as to why this happened. So if you look at all of the circumstantial evidence, New Orleans this year went 9-8. They were a baseline team. Now, they had a chance at the playoffs going into the final week, but that was more of a byproduct of the NFL adding a seventh team in the NFC. Nobody said the Saints were a good team. And Sean Payton's reputation was as an offensive prodigy, and that had started to erode. It was being sullied. It's being sullied, and many were whispering in hushed tones that Peyton without Drew Brees has been exposed. He's been exposed as a fraud. Now, what's the evidence on that? The Saints offensively ranked 28th in total offense. There's only 32 teams in the NFL. They were 28th. The Saints were the epitome of garbage at matriculating the ball down the field. You look at the salary cap. We'll get to that in a bit here. The rotting roster. You do the math, and certainly Peyton did the arithmetic, and he said, wait a minute. So people are starting to question my genius. The Saints are not in a good spot right now, and it's kind of like the arsonist that starts the fire and then runs out of the building. I don't know what happened. I got no idea. And so he's suffering, Sean Payton, from constipation. You got to be one step ahead of the implosion. You got to be one step ahead. It doesn't talk. It screams when the going gets tough. Sean Payton hightailed it out of town. He's like, oh, I stuck around for 1 year, and that's it. And he's getting a pass on this, which is bizarre. Because, like, Bill Belichick, it has not gone great for the Patriots. They did make the playoffs in year two post-Tom Brady in New England, but it's not like the Patriots are a juggernaut post-Tom Brady. But Bill Belichick, there's no indication that Belichick's going to wander away. Now, secondly, there are many contributing factors, as there always are, but one of the big ones happened under the radar. Right? Under the radar. We mentioned this in a previous episode of the show. There is big, you know, if you look at it like a game show board, like you're playing tic-tac-toe, there's a blank space in the middle at the quarterback position. And Peyton, we know he lost his knapsack filled with stardust when Drew Brees decided to go do whatever the hell you call what he does on NBC. I don't know what that is. Just another jock talking. It's just gibberish. But from what we are hearing, Sean Payton put out feelers to kind of get a pulse, a lay of the land, if you will, on who wants to come be the quarterback of the Saints. And he used intermediaries to gauge the interest, if you will, put your finger in the air and see which direction the wind is blowing when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson coming to eat gumbo and crawfish in Louisiana. And apparently he didn't get a favorable response. And so Peyton made a strategic decision to gain, for him individually, a competitive advantage. So instead of waiting for the Saints to go 6-11 or 5-12, he said, you know, I don't want to be here when this thing falls back to bedrock and they got to call in the paramedics. I don't want to be part of this. And so he activated the escape hatch, preserving his reputation as much as you can. Now, the final point. All right, so we are at the part of the story where Sean Payton has cleaned out his office and gone to higher ground. So what grade is the Saints job? It's open. It's open. It's an open head coaching job. There's only 32 of those in the NFL. So if you were to rank the Saints job based on a letter grade, it gets the date. The Saints get the date. It's a D job. New Orleans is a small market. It's not easy to get big-name free agents to come there. You are limited on a quick turnaround. The roster is, I would say, slightly above average on offense. It's certainly more subpar, leaning that direction. They're lacking, other than two guys, they don't have a lot of playmakers there. There is a gigantic black hole, as we mentioned, to the quarterback position. Drew Brees is not walking through that door. He ain't walking through that door. The Saints, as a franchise, are the headless horseman until they find a passable quarterback. And Sean Payton was the one picking the groceries, right? That's the Komodo dragon in the room. He was the one calling the shots. So now they need some voodoo to hire the right coach. And Sean Payton endorsed Dennis Allen. We had mentioned Dennis Allen is the de facto coach in waiting there in the Bayou, and former Oakland Raiders coach who was as much responsible for the Raiders moving to Vegas as anybody because he was that bad, Dennis Allen. He's in the pole position. Now, it's not guaranteed Dennis Allen's going to get the job. There's other candidates, Aaron Glenn, Lombardi, Joe Lombardi, who's been bouncing around as an assistant coach. Eric Bieniemy are also said to be in the running, and a few other names. But and now for the other part of the story, and that is the salary cap. And many a pundit that don't know their tuchus from their head are ranting and raving. Oh, my God, they're pearl-clutching. The Saints are projected to be $71 million over the salary cap. That's a big deal. Oh, it's such a big deal. Oh, they're screwed. And, of course, I get bug-eyed when I see this. I get a little bug-eyed there. I am and will forever be a salary cap truther. And I recommend you come to my side. So all the Saints have to do is they have to hire someone who's a little savvy with numbers. Get creative. The salary cap is something you can move around, right? You can move around the numbers on this. You restructure contracts. You turn salaries to roster bonuses into signing bonuses, blah, 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 blah. Add voidable years. NFL salary cap management, it's kind of like sorcery. It's more like sorcery. Some people say it's a science with math, but you can cook the books, right? You can absolutely cook the books. And they may end up trading a couple of players this offseason to make it all work. But you're not going to get rid of the entire, you know, all the core guys on the team. But you might get rid of one of them. But you can manipulate the numbers, right? Manipulate numbers. And if you go down the rabbit hole far enough, you can make it work. All right, now just to prove that Sean Payton said all the things we said he said, here is Payton, some highlights from a 90-minute journey with Sean Payton there. He says that he is not quite sure what's behind door number two.
Honestly, as I sit here today, I don't know what's next. I've read the reports and I understand. I've not spoken to anyone from a media outlet relative to doing television or radio. Maybe that opportunity arises. But every time I read something that says he's in line for this job, I'll call my agent, Don, and I'll say, Don, did you hear something? Because I have not heard anything. And that's okay. I think I'd like to do that. I think I'd be pretty good at it.
Yeah. What he said right there is a lie. From what I understand, let's just say intermediaries. He might have been not talking directly to the people that run television networks. But let's just say people that might be middlemen have had conversations. So I think he's lying right there. I believe beyond a reasonable doubt. Here is more from Sean Payton, who says he is not looking back. He has nothing to be upset about his time in New Orleans.
It was a personal decision of feeling like, you know, it's time, but not with any regret. There's some excitement like, all right, what next? I honestly don't know what's next.
I think he does. I think he'll sign a 3-year contract to do television, and then he will go coach another NFL team, which makes sense. He's got 3 years left on his Saints contract, so you can crunch the numbers in your head there and say, okay, you got 3 years left until you're free. You can go to any team you want. Maybe you only go TV 2 years. You don't like TV, and then Jerry Jones says he'll buy out the last year of your contract with the Saints. You go coach the Cowboys. All right, but wait, there's more. Now, Sean Payton said, I've not spoken to anybody about a media job, TV job, but he did admit he'd like to be in the boob tube.
I'd like to try TV, and I've had some opportunities. I talked to Drew a little bit about it last night. I don't know that part of it that well, but that'd be something that would interest me. And so I think the hardest part is sitting in your chair saying, wait a minute, you haven't talked with a network yet. You haven't talked with, like, not a word. Hopefully that opportunity comes.
Again, I mean, he'll lie right into the camera. It's just insanity. It's just absolutely insane. I'm sure he just walked away from the Saints and all that money, had nothing else lined up. He's just a big dummy. I mean, what? Come on. I mean, what are we doing? Seriously, what are we doing here? All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on here, we will take your phone calls. You can be part of this at 877-99-FOX. I know some of you still want to talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame. We ranted about that last hour. Bonds, Clemens, Sosa, Schilling not getting in through the 10 years. And so they have to figure that out. This portion of the Veterans Committee, they've got some politically correct term now, but it's the Veterans Committee. We'll have to decide whether they get in. And so we'll wait on that. But this portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You should discover some common sense. There's not a lot of it in the world today. All right. Anyway, straight ahead. Lucky number 77. Lucky number 77. What is that all about? Hit us up on Twitter at Ben Maller, and we will get to all that, and we will do it next. But hey, I'm still here hanging out because I got to tell you about DraftKings. While the final four teams battle to see who moves on to a Super Bowl 56, you can battle for huge cash prizes at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. This week, new customers play free for millions with their first deposit. Do you have what it takes to pull off a conference championship victory? Playing daily fantasy football is simple. All you have to do is just pick your lineup of big-name NFL stars there, and you stay under the salary cap, so you got to manage your money a little bit there, and score enough points and bring home cash, and with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes, you'll feel the action of the conference championships like never before. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code Maller to play free for millions. That's right. Enter promo code Maller to get a free shot at millions in total prizes with your first deposit. Get in the action for the conference championships only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baby, when I met you, my account was blown. I set out to find you with an old flip phone. I was high as a kite. The weed was something very strong. Riding on my junk.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on the Ben Maller Show. 14,400 seconds each night. That's a lot to digest, and you don't have to miss a moment of it thanks to podcasting. Go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help the Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety bucks. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And we light it together, aha. Smoking blunts with each other, aha.
Ranting and raving about Sean Payton as he is out as coach in New Orleans. Robin Vegas says, spot on monologue, Benny. I believe that Sean Payton has no clue what is next for him, about as much as I did when Sir Lies-A-Lot quit playing scratcher tickets. It ain't happening. You're exactly right. Payton will be a talking head on TV as long as Jarrett allows him to do it. The Saw Man from the Saw Mill writes in from Parts Unknown. Says, B plus, Big Ben. We have all seen this coming with Drew Brees' decline and eventual retirement. And now Peyton resigning. The Saints had their run of good years with a Super Bowl win mixed in there. Now it is time to be relegated back to mediocrity, something that team knows a lot about. A lot about. Just Josh in Cincinnati says, for the Dallas fan thinking Sean Payton would be an upgrade over Mike McCarthy, they both have an identical resume. Only difference is one had Brees, the other had Rodgers, which makes me think, are they really good coaches or just byproducts of Hall of Fame quarterbacks? That's right. That's why Sean Payton is the better coach than McCarthy and Sean McVay rather is the better coach than Payton or McCarthy. Let me explain. He got to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, and Jared Goff blows, and the Rams got to a Super Bowl and beat Sean Payton, Andrew Brees, fair and square in the Superdome to get there, and intercepted Drew Brees in overtime. The Saints won the coin toss, and that was it. Arik in Minnesota says that is an A-plus monologue. Your best of 2022. Tremendous sucking up by Arik. I likened Sean to Coach K in 94-95 when Krzyzewski knew his team sucked and all of a sudden had a sore back and had to take a leave of absence, but was 100% and ready to return in 95-96 when his team was good again. Took a gap year there. Took some time off away. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We get to lucky number 77 in a moment, but to the phones we go, and we mentioned some people still want to talk some baseball, the Hall of Fame, and all that. And Andrea, the sports sorceress, is standing by in the Bay Area, and she says that the stars are involved. There's something cosmic involved with the Hall of Fame vote. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Welcome in, Andrea. What's going on with you?
Yeah, well, you know, dealing with Mercury retrograde and those kind of things. And interesting with the Hall of Fame, you know, Saturn's in Aquarius, and Saturn's like the cosmic cop of the zodiac. And what's interesting is Saturn is opposing Barry Bonds' son in Leo and Roger Clemens' son in Leo. He's a Leo as well. Bonds is July 24, 64. Clemens is August 4, 62. So, you know, definitely when Saturn opposes your sun, it's a time when it's more difficult to manifest your goals and desires, and there's usually problems with authority figures.
So that is why they vanished off the Hall of Fame ballot, that they're gone. 10 years! 10 years
yeah.
These guys were on the ballot, but no more. Their names will not pop up on next year's ballot.
Yeah, just the tension between their core purpose and the barriers that restrict their manifestation. So timing's everything. Just wasn't their time this year either. On a happier note, it was fun to see Tim Lincecum, even though kind of, you know, he won't be on the ballot again, but it was nice to see his name appear. He was, you know, real playful Gemini, and when he'd, you know, warm up at the Giants game, they'd play Electric Feel, MGMT, this really cool music. It was like a rock concert sometimes, but again, you know, kind of one and done. But the Hall of Hearts is more for Lincecum, and the Hall of Fame just wasn't meant to be for Bonds and Clemens.
Well, listen, as you know, as a Dodger guy, I was not fond of Bonds or Lincecum, but Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. Lincecum can be in a different hall, somewhere else, like a long hall, like you can stand and all that. Thank you, Andrea. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben. Take good care.
Virgo in Service on Twitter. Yes, you can say hello to Andrea if you want to check her out. And she's very kind to the Maller militia. So we've got that for you. Let's say hello to Paul, our buddy Paul in Rhode Island. This guy Paul might need a nickname too. Paul's a regular on the show. Hello, Paul.
Yes, thank you, Ben, and thank you for your crew. Yeah, you can call me Paul. Paul Cologne. I smell good. And when something smells good, you eat it. Listen, I'm happy for David. It took many years for the Red Sox to go through the Yankees and the Bruins to go through the Canadians, so it was wonderful to see him get in. Let me talk about the Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford, number 9, and I'm going to go with Burrow, number 9. That's who you're going to see in the Super Bowl, okay? I believe, I believe, this is my opinion,
yeah,
that this kid Burrow, okay, a year and a half in the program, is the real deal also, okay?
Well, wait a minute, though, Stat. You're a big program guy, Paul. This is your, you know, this is part of your mishigas here. And well, by that standard, you'd have to pick the Niners because Jimmy Garoppolo's been in the program
longer. No. Matthew Stafford did a favor to Jimmy by winning that game. Okay, if wasn't for Stafford, the Niners wouldn't be in the playoffs. An extra team from California.
Yeah.
So I believe
Garoppolo will do him a solid now. Is that what's going to happen?
Well, I think that, you know, that does happen. And, you know, this whole year was all about kickers, you know. There were so many teams that were benefiting from field goal kicking. Am I correct?
Well, it's part of the game, though. Field goal kicking is part of football. That's how that works.
Yes, I understand that. I don't feel ashamed that we beat Brady, my Brady also, by a field goal. I don't feel ashamed that Burrow beat the Titans by a field goal, okay?
Yeah.
The guy got sacked nine times, okay? Imagine if Mac Jones got nailed and sacked nine times, and we should be happy what we got with a rookie.
Well, listen,
let's be honest here.
If Joe Burrow had played a competent quarterback, and Ryan Tannehill is not a competent quarterback, if he played a legit big-time quarterback, then he would have. By the way, what happened to that guy, Blind Seabass? Remember that guy, Paul?
Also forget.
Who?
What?
Don't also forget that team, Cincinnati, has been together 3 years. They're younger, they're faster than these.
No, but they haven't been in the program long enough, though. They have not been in the program. Thank you, Paul. It's Paul Cologne. And remember, if it smells good, eat it. That's what he said. That's his catchphrase. If it smells good, eat it. That sounds like he's used that line before, I think, on a date. I think that worked. You think that worked for Paul back in the day?
With no question.
Yeah,
Danny G, he could vouch for that. It's a great line.
Danny, you ever use that line when you're on a date with a tenderoni there and you're like, hey, back in the day, you know, it smells good. You got to eat it. That's the rule right there.
Only when we were at Black Angus.
All right.
Hey, Danny G, we haven't talked in a while. When's the wedding date?
Not sure.
It's a long-term engagement. Long-term engagement.
Five-year plan.
Not sure. Sounds like... All right.
No, you know her latest kick, because it seems like each month she chooses a different thing to obsess on.
Yeah.
She wants her final kid right now. So she's trying to convince me to have a baby.
Ah, little Danny G. Yeah.
And I told her that actually sounds better than a wedding.
Well, that is an 18-year contract, Danny. Minimum 18 years. Some would say a lifetime contract. All right, well, there you go.
She said I would have to go to zero doctor's appointments.
Well, really, Danny, the card you should play is, since we're in California, out of an abundance of caution, because of COVID, you can't have the wedding because, you know, it's a lockdown situation here. So
yeah. I got my tax lady on the phone after she made that offer, so I'm thinking about it.
I understand. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show, lucky number 77. We'll get to that. We have Mallard of the Third Degree as well coming up in a bit. But right now, better late than never. Let's get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight with corporate 9 to 5, Jar Jar, the Mad F Bomber, all those nicknames. Eddie.
Right there. All right. Thank you, Ben. Yeah. We start with news from the NFL, where, as you mentioned, there are now 9 head coaching vacancies because Sean Payton has stepped down as head coach in the New Orleans Saints after 15 seasons and 1 Super Bowl title. He's the winningest coach in franchise history. Said he's not retiring and would not rule out being a head coach in the NFL again in the future. NFL Network reports that Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen and Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn are the top candidates to replace Payton. Allen, of course, a great head coach with the Raiders.
Yes.
Danny G.
Yes.
And Roberto can attest to.
I have a few friends that are I have some friends that are Saints fans, and I hope that they hire Dennis Allen, because that the Saints. Remember when we were kids, Eddie, and everyone would joke about the Saints, and they'd wear paper bags in their head. They were called the Aints.
Yeah, the Aints.
Get back to those days. They're not that far away. They're not. I could see it. Not that far away.
In the NBA, checking some games of note, we had the Lakers beating the Nets 106-96. LeBron James, 33 points in the win. James Harden, 33 points in the loss. Anthony Davis did return to the Laker lineup after missing 17 games in the injury. He had 8 points in 25 minutes. Clippers beat the Wizards 116-115. They were down 35 points in this game and rallied back to get the one-point victory.
Down 30 at halftime.
On the road. A lot of blowouts in the NBA last night. 30-point win for the Spurs, who beat the Rockets 134-104. 38-point win for the Warriors, who crushed the Mavericks 130-92. And a 53-point win for the Boston Celtics, who crushed the Kings 128-75.
And again, Eddie, I go back to when I was on the NBA beat back in the day, and I had a coach tell me that if there's not that big a gap between the worst team in the NBA and the best team, that if you play with effort and energy, you will never lose a game by 30 points. God forbid, 50.
53, my goodness. Yeah. Top 25 college basketball, we had 10 ranked teams in action. Couple of ranked teams going head-to-head out of the top 10 with number 7, UCLA beating number 3, Arizona, 75-59. 24th ranked Illinois was a winner over 10th ranked Michigan State, 56-55. And new number 1, Auburn, had to squeak by Missouri on the road, 55-54. But the Tigers win their 16th game in a row and improved to 19-1 on the season. Also wins in the top 25 were number 4, Baylor, number 9, Duke, 12th ranked Kentucky, number 14, Villanova, and 20th ranked UConn. Coming up tonight in the NHL, we have the Colorado Avalanche hosting the Boston Bruins. It's our Discover Card Key matchup, and it's brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that is why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. We told you about 9 coaching vacancies in the NFL, but apparently there's one coach that is getting a contract extension. That would be John Harbaugh with the Baltimore Ravens. Apparently it's being finalized. An announcement will come in the next week or so.
I had him out a couple of years ago. I had John Harbaugh fired a couple of years ago. Did a monologue about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You screwed up on that one, didn't you?
He eventually will leave the Ravens.
You think so?
Hey, we outlasted Sean.
Eddie,
we were here at Fox Sports Radio when Sean Payton got hired.
That's right. And we're still here, damn it.
We've outlasted you, Sean Payton. In your face. In your face, Mr. Payton.
Suck it, Payton.
Wait till he gets hired at Fox, and then he's going to pop up on Fox Sports Radio all the time.
It could be.
They force him to do those interviews. They got to do it. So.
Yeah, I had a request in for him to be a guest with you on the fifth hour.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I can't wait.
No, you just ruined it, right?
It's over. It's all over. On a scale of 1 to 10, Danny G, what level pain in the ass is trying to get these people to come on every week on the fifth hour?
How many times do you have to explain to them who it is?
Dude, a lot of times, after I explain it, they seem interested, but they always defer to the next week. They're like, yeah, next week. I get a hold of them the next week, and then it's crickets and tumbleweeds.
Well, this week we had somebody booked for Friday. I will not say the person's name because they could go on the podcast, but this is somebody who's been on television and been prominent on social media. And someone I've actually known through my website for years.
Rhymes with Farron Fafel.
Yes. And totally ghosted Danny G for like 2 weeks now. You've been ghosted by this guy, right?
He's upset over being called a racist
I think that's it. He's worried I'm going to ask him about that. I don't care about that. Who cares? Whatever. I want to talk about some other stuff.
Ask him about his Rosa Parks autographed trading card. I'm not making that up, by the way.
I know. He has a very, very big memorabilia collection.
Yeah, he always got along with me fine, but he obviously hated Clay Travis's guts, or they acted like they hated each other's guts. I don't know.
I don't know
if it was just a Twitter beef or if it was a real life beef.
I've known him through the internet or whatever for years. Back when he was at ESPN, then he left, and then he went back, and then he left again, and so. But yeah, he's kind of a very interesting guy on social media because he's like this big like kind of nerd guy, but then he's got it's a weird deal.
So. Oh, my older brother loves following him because he's one of the adult nerds who opens up packs of baseball cards.
Yeah. I have a bunch of old baseball cards. I should do that. Does that get a lot of followers? I could do that.
They're worth nothing.
They're not worth
it.
Really?
It was a scam.
Yeah.
They're still in my closet, Danny G. Boxes and boxes of them.
Well, you know what the scam is? I'll tell you what this. Yeah, we should do this on the podcast, Danny.
The bubble gum.
More into it.
It's because we didn't know that many were going to be made. You know, we got tricked into thinking that.
No. The scam is to make any money at them, you have to get them verified as authenticated.
Right.
And every card, depending on how much the card is authenticated for, is a price. Think about that. Think of all the cards you have that might be worth a few bucks. To actually sell them as authenticated, you have to send them. There's a place in Orange County, actually, that must be making piles of money.
Yep.
When dudes our age send cards in to get authenticated and all that, and every card, and if it's worth a lot of money, you got to pay a decent amount of money to get that card authenticated.
It's not a just a racket. Scam, a third party scam.
Oh, what a system we got there. Holy cannoli.
Well, I have the only Ken Griffey.
Yeah, I know.
Unless I don't.
Me
but
too.
I actually have a few of all the things. I collected, I was a nerd. I collected baseball cards. But the ones that were worth the most were basketball cards because nobody collected basketball cards in those days. It wasn't, it wasn't a thing. And so I have some that are actually worth some money. But then I found out how much I got to pay to get any dough. And I'm like, well, I don't want to pay that up front. There's no guarantee I'm going to be able to sell it on the other end. So, anyway. All right. First world problems. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. So, lucky number 77, Al Michaels. At age 77, there's a bidding war for Al Michaels. He's being fired by NBC. He's
you
too
can
old.
Really caca it up.
So they're kicking him out of NBC. The Peacock says no more Al Michaels for Mike Tirico. So Michaels is a free agent after the Super Bowl. He has a handshake deal with Amazon, but now ESPN's trying to steal him away for Monday Night Football. So, I think Al, if it's even, he'll take.
That'd be cool, Al, Monday Night Football.
Back
like
again
that.
On Monday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I like that.
I still like Al.
Yeah,
I'm a
too.
Big fan, but he's nostalgic, Eddie. We're old guys. We were every big event.
Old,
Al's done.
I love when he's drunk in the last 2 minutes of his games.
Now, to me, it's a big like Musburger. When Musburger called games
I still wish Uncle Brent was still doing games, college games, man.
And checking out the girls in the stands.
Yeah,
that was
what's
awesome.
Wrong with that?
Anyway, so Al Michaels, there's a bidding war. Anyway, we got the third degree. We'll get to that. And here's the instant trivia. So Carmelo Anthony recently became the 15th player. He's a washed up NBA guy. But he recently became the 15th player in NBA history to reach 10,000 career field goals made. Three-pointers account for 16.8% of his made field goals. That's the second highest percentage in the group that have 10,000 career field goals. Only blank has a higher percentage. That's the instant trivia. The answer next.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer in for the Coop de Loop. It is Danny G, and he's on Twitter at Danny G Radio.
Who?
Danny G Radio. And Al Live.
Never heard of him.
I know. And Al Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Insta Trivia. We'll get to Maller to the third degree. Here's the Insta Trivia. Carmelo Anthony recently became the 15th player in NBA history to reach 10,000 career field goals made. Three-pointers account for 16.8% of his made field goals, second highest percentage in that group of players. Only blank was higher. That's the question. What's the answer? This portion made possible by Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. And the answers flowing in. Who do we have here? Let's see. Page down. Neil Rackers from Oscar. Milkman Mike says Marcel's favorite producer, David Gaffigan, is the answer. Kid Rock from Mr. Nice Guy. Page down here. Sincidius Powell, guessed by David in Seattle. Moneyball Maller. Hey, that's me. from Mather prop guy Kenny Skywalker from The Robster.
Oh, I loved his high top fade.
Back in the day, the professor from Sean in Phoenix, Jim Breach, was guest by the late night drug tester, Dude Love from Rob in Vegas. What say you, Eddie?
Let's go with Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller. Is it Reggie Miller for the win? No.
Roberto paused. He thought maybe I got it.
Roberto wasn't sure. No, it's Dirk Nowitzki, the old Dallas Mavericks, 17.7%. So, now, Danny, we can do the third degree here, or I can give you more time if you want to wait till next hour. It's your call, Danny. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I think we need more than a minute.
All right, Danny does not want to. He's not a two-minute
man.
Ratings
purposes.
Danny. Yeah, you're Danny the two-minute man on the show.
Well, I squeeze it in, you know. Why not? Sometimes you've got to do those things.
Jerk yourself away.
There's a rumor here that, and I don't think it's even really a rumor. I think it's been decided that Jacksonville is going to hire Byron Leftwich, that he is expected to be named the head coach in Jacksonville. So just a jag, Byron Leftwich. Is Tom Brady going to follow him from Tampa to Jacksonville and play for the Jags?
Wrong.
And Gronk.
And Gronk and all the other good players there.
Wes Welker.
Well, remember when Trevor Lawrence was tagged as God's gift to the quarterback position when he was at Clemson and didn't look like God's gift to anything as a rookie? He was bad to the bone in his rookie year. So that's the shining light in Jacksonville for Byron Leftwich, who is the next coach hired or will be the next coach hired to be fired in Jacksonville. And I saw that Kelly Stafford, the wife of the Rams quarterback, has her own podcast, apparently. I was reading this somewhere, and she called out the boy named Sue, Indomicon Sue. Remember they got into it, Sue, of all people, the irony of Indomicon Sue, who's on everyone's dirtiest player list in the top five, and there was animosity between Sue and Stafford. And Kelly Stafford believes that it goes back sometime, that it goes back to the days with the Detroit Lions. According to Kelly Stafford, the beef between Sue and Stafford has been going on for a while now. She says, I'm not really sure why Sue doesn't like Matthew, but Sue doesn't like Matthew, she said on her podcast, which I did not listen to, by the way. So I just got sent a link where somebody else listened to that, and then they ranted. How many wives and girlfriends of star athletes have their own podcast? Is that like a lot of them have it? Is this like a thing? Where's the audience? There's so many freaking podcasters. Is anyone listening to any of these podcasts? I don't know. Fortunately, we have a good built-in audience here on our show, but the wives of NFL players?
Every night.
Hey, what's wrong with that?